These are the PCORI methodology standards. This category is about standards for heterogeneity of treatment effects. It was prepared by and will be presented by Dr. Ravi Varadhan and Dr. Chen Wang, both biostatisticians in the Department of Oncology.
Hi, I am Ravi Varadhan. In this module, I will be discussing a popular form of HTE assessment called subgroup analysis. Here, we focus on the setting of a randomized clinical trial of a treatment denoted by Z for response denoted by Y, where the participants in the trial are characterized by a number of categorical baseline variables or factors. These factors are denoted by the letter X, X1, X2, and so on through X sub K. However, what I will be discussing also applies to non-experimental settings, but possibly with some additional considerations, such as how to deal with confounding of the treatment assignment. It is supposed a priori that any of these baseline factors, X1 through XK, could be a source of heterogeneity of treatment effect. In fact, the selection of these baseline factors, which are potential sources of HTE, is a very important issue in PCOR studies. We will discuss this in another module. Broadly speaking, there are two types of subgroups, univariate and multivariate subgroups. In the univariate subgroup analysis, each subgroup is defined on the basis of a single baseline factor, for example, sex, which creates two subgroups, men and women, or smokers and non-smokers. Another example, which has three-level subgroups or three categories, is normal, overweight, obese. In univariate subgroup analysis, the heterogeneity of treatment effect is examined separately for each subgrouping variable. It should be noted that the univariate subgroups are not mutually exclusive. In other words, the group men is not exclusive from the group smokers. An individual could be a male smoker. Thus, univariate subgroups are overlapping. It's very common to report the results from a clinical trial in these types of plots known as forest plots, where the results of univariate subgroup specific treatment effects are shown. So in this plot, we see that there are a number of univariate subgrouping variables: sex, age, location of infarct, diabetes, prior MI, use of fibrinolytic agent, and time to treatment. In this case, all the subgrouping variables are binary. They have just two levels. In general, however, the subgrouping variables can be more than two levels. And in the forest plots, what is shown is the point estimate of the treatment effect within the subgroup, which in this case is the relative risk for the subgroup, and the horizontal line indicates the uncertainty around the estimate, or the 95% confidence intervals, usually. And the vertical solid line at relative risk of 1.0 is the line indicating no treatment effect. And the dashed vertical line indicates the average treatment effect. We can represent the subgroup analysis in this conceptual manner. So we have complete sample size N, and this sample is split into different subgroup categories. In this example, we have men and women. And then we compute the treatment effect in men, which is denoted by gamma sub men, and the treatment effect in women, denoted by gamma sub women, and then perform an indirect comparison of gamma in the men to the gamma in the women. Suppose, for example, that the treatment was significant and effective in men, but the treatment was not significantly effective in women, one may come to the conclusion that there is heterogeneity of treatment effect, that men respond better to the treatment than women. However, such comparisons are not valid. We will discuss later how to perform a valid comparison of the treatment differences in men and women. Another point I would like to make is that splitting the sample into subgroups reduces the sample size in the subgroup categories and thus reduces the power to detect a treatment effect in the subgroups. And it also reduces the power to examine the difference in the treatment effects. I mentioned in the previous slide that assessment of heterogeneity of treatment effect on the basis of significance of a treatment effect in one subgroup compared to another subgroup is not valid. Now I will discuss what is a valid approach to assessing heterogeneity of treatment effect. This is known as incorporating an interaction term. So let us look at the first equation here. It shows that the expected response denoted by E of Y, or the average response in the subgroup X1, can be written as a simple linear model. And function G corresponds to a particular transformation of the mean response. And this equation shows that the function of the mean response depends on the treatment variable indicated by Z and the subgrouping category X1, and then a product term which denotes the interaction between X1 and the treatment Z. And the coefficient gamma 1 captures the heterogeneity in treatment response due to the factor X1. So if an estimate of this interaction term is found to be statistically significant, then there is evidence suggesting that there is heterogeneity in treatment response due to this factor X1. Similarly, we can write models for the other subgrouping variables, X2 through XK, and each model will have its own unique interaction term, gamma K XK times Z. As I said already, this is a proper way to test for heterogeneity of treatment effect. And each factor X sub K is assumed to be binary in this depiction. However, it doesn't have to be binary. It can be a more general categorical variable with three or more levels. In that case, there would be additional terms to this regression model. Another issue is we are fitting k different models here, and this could inflate the type 1 error, because when we do multiple models, the chances of finding any one of these or more than one gammas to be statistically significant increases more than the nominal 0.05 level. And one way of accounting for this inflation of type 1 error is the well-known Bonferroni correction, where we divide the level of significance 0.05 by k and thus create a more stringent significance test for each subgrouping variable. However, such adjustment for multiplicity could decrease the power to detect interaction, which is already affected by the splitting of the samples, as I described in the previous slide. The univariate subgroup analysis, as I already indicated, is the most popular approach to examining heterogeneity of treatment effect, and it is commonly reported in the findings of phase 3 clinical trials. The most common purpose of reporting univariate subgroup analysis results in phase 3 clinical trials is to assess whether the treatment effect is consistent across subgroups defined by univariate characteristics. The subgroups, however, are not mutually exclusive. Therefore, the univariate subgroup-specific treatment effects are correlated. For example, the treatment effect in male is correlated with treatment effect in smokers, with the example that I gave in one of the previous slides. And also, Another important point, which is often overlooked, is that the univariate subgroups are actually more similar to each other since they differ in only one characteristic. Thus, this reduces our chances of detecting HTE. Now I will discuss multivariate subgroup analysis. In multivariate subgroups, each subgroup is defined on the basis of multiple baseline factors. For example, men smoker, women smoker, men non-smoker, and women non-smoker. Here, two subgrouping variables are combined, and since each subgrouping variable is a binary variable, you get 2 times 2, which is 4 subgroups. And these subgroups are mutually exclusive. There is no overlap. Therefore, the raw subgroup effects are independent. In multivariate subgroup analyses, our main interest lies in understanding how the effect of treatment Z on the response Y varies jointly according to multiple baseline characteristics. We can define the treatment effect within any given stratum denoted by little bold x, which is a combination of x1 through xk, as follows. The treatment effect here is theta, and it is a function of the stratum variable bold x. This can be written down as a contrast between some transformed mean response in the subgroup bold x when the treatment is z equals 1 versus the transformed mean response in the subgroup x equals little bold x when the treatment is z equals 0. So for example, this could be the treatment effect denoted as log odds ratio among treatment z equals 1 for men smokers minus the log odds ratio for treatment z equals 0 for men smokers. We could use any link function g as appropriate. So the example that I just gave, the link function was log odds or logit. But we could also use other link functions. Log link is also commonly used. Identity link, where there is no transformation, is also often used. And the choice of link function also depends on the nature of the response variable. When the response variable is a continuous variable, such as blood pressure, then the common transformations are identity link or log link, or sometimes even square root transformations. And we will discuss some of the transformation issues in another module. One important issue in multivariate subgroup analysis is the curse of dimensionality. The more subgrouping variables you have, the more the number of subgroups increases, and it increases in an exponential manner. If you have two binary subgrouping variables, then you have 2 to the power of 2, which is 4 subgroups. But if you have 5 subgrouping variables, all of them binary, then you have 2 to the power 5, which is 32 subgroups. And with such a large number of subgroups, the overall sample size is split so much that we have very limited information content typically to reliably estimate the heterogeneity of treatment effect. Hence, some type of modeling becomes essential to share information across subgroups. There are different ways of doing it, and we will discuss Bayesian approaches, which are quite attractive for sharing information across subgroups, in another module. Here is the reading list pertaining to univariate and multivariate subgroup analyses, as well as more general aspects of subgroup analyses.